SKD list. KC4 SKD clear. KB4 CBA mobile. KC4, I can't remember your call. CBA, this is KC4 SKD.
KB4 SKD, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. How are you this afternoon?
I'm headed home away from the office. And yeah, we've talked before, but mine just got all bum-puzzled there for a minute. There's a bunch of traffic here. Oh, somebody's calling me. Gotta go, KC4 SKD. KD back.
All right, KB4 CBA. I'm been over at my daughter's and doing a few chores for her and headed back to the house.
Headed home, I got more stuff to do than I'll ever get done, but we just take it one step at a time. I was looking at the car here. I just got through replacing the head gasket and doing a bunch of work. Had the head rebuilt, and I checking things out before I left the office, and got to check every once in a while, make sure nothing's leaking and nothing's coming apart. Just hope for the best.
That's not too bad of a job, and it depends on the engine too, but for the most part, it's not too bad. I've done a bunch of them, and I don't think I've ever had one come back. So, I couldn't tell you how many I've done several hundred of them, I know.
For you, this is a 98 Toyota RAV4. It's got the little four-cylinder, 2.0 four-cylinder in it. And I've done major stuff on cars before, but it's been a long time, Barry. So I took it apart and had the head rebuilt. And I checked, replaced anything that needed to be replaced, and had some wire connectors broken and hoses bad here and there. And cleaned it all up good. So far, so good.
Good. Yeah, I pulled a bunch of heads. Anything from a four-cylinder to a V8. I guess I probably did more four-cylinders than I did anything else. I actually pulled the heads on I had a 96 Mustang GT, and I was piddling around with it trying to find a vacuum leak, and I accidentally dropped a little piece, and it went down in the intake and got one of the valves stuck open, and it's not an interference engine. I mean, it is an interference engine, so it bent the valve, and I just pulled both heads and, sent them out and had them redone, and boy, I could tell a big difference in the horsepower when I got them back and, got them put on, placed a few parts, on the timing chain and some of the guides. They were plastic, and parts of them were plastic, and they were broken. In fact, some of the plastic had just broken and fallen completely off.
That too. Some of the wiring harness was coming apart. You could see the wires. I mean, not down to the bare copper, but you could see the different color wires in there. So I took the whole wiring harness out and laid it out on the big table, and went through and checked and fixed anything that was wrong with it, cleaned it up, put it all back in. And I tell you, I don't want to do this again for a while if I can help it.
I know what you mean. It's been a while since I've done one, but, I guess I'd do it to my own car, but I don't think I'm going to have that problem. I'm driving a 23, and my wife drives a 24, so, and they're both Toyotas, so I think I'm okay. but and right now I've got a warranty, of course, factory warranty on both of them, and then I've got an extended warranty after that. So, hopefully everything will be all right.
And, this thing here is one of the most aggravating things, probably the most aggravating thing I've ever worked on, the way the engine leans into the firewall. It, tell you what, it's kind of rough getting back in there and working on stuff. Sometimes you have to just look and get in your mind what's going on and then reach in there with your hand and feel around and unplug things and take bolts out. But yeah, it sounds like y'all are pretty good shape there with the recent vehicles.
Or not. I get, when we bought our vehicles, we bought, Toyota only gives a 2-year warranty on their car. I was a little surprised at that. I'm not sure why it's, why it's just 2 years. Most places give at least 336, but anyway. So we bought a extended warranty beyond that, so when the factory warranty runs out, we'll have 5 more years of, and it covers, we got the one that covers everything, because, if you just get the powertrain, you rarely see a transmission or engine go out. It's usually, water pump, alternator, something like that, air conditioner, something electrical or something like that. And so that's what this warranty covers. It covers all that stuff. I think it even covers tires.
Well, that sounds all right there. And we've got 3 Toyotas, but interesting thing about this one is when it took the head off, look, I could still see the crosshatch pattern in the cylinder walls where it was machined at the factory, and it's got 250,000 miles on it.
Toyota built a good engine. I've rarely seen one go bad, if it's, unless it's just, neglected, but, or you got a lot of miles on it. But, gosh, I can remember when you get 80,000, 100,000 miles on the engine, and that was it. I mean, you were done. Things started, breaking, and you might as well just have it rebuilt. In fact, I remember my '63 Chevrolet had a Power Glide transmission, and it went out, I think at about 100,000. I had to have it rebuilt, and it cost me a little over $300 back in the day. And my dad said, "Well, you can either get it fixed, or you can come back home and live with us and pay rent." And so I got it fixed.
But you were talking about your Mustang. I had a Mustang. It was 1980. And it was a 4-cylinder with turbo. And it was about a joke. I mean, the turbo light would come on, but it wouldn't do anything as far as boosting the power. It had 98,000 miles and a rod knocking when I got rid of it.
Yeah, I remember those had the 2.3 4-cylinder and the turbo. They put those in the Thunderbird, too, probably around the same year. I had to pull the head on that, on the Thunderbird I worked on. It had the 4-cylinder. And the turbo, the only thing I didn't like about it was it didn't kick in to about 2,500 RPM. And, I didn't do anything to the turbo. I just replaced the head had it redone. And, I wasn't real happy about the turbo lag, but I mean, when it kicked in, boy, it took off, but you had to get it wound up first.
Anyway, I guess I better sign with you. I'm getting in some traffic here. I better pay attention to what I'm doing.
Would probably believe it'd be a good idea. I'm headed down Wade Hampton. I'm about a mile from the house, so you drive carefully, and I'll do my best here, and hope to talk to you another time soon here. KP4 CPA clear after yours.
Enjoyed it. Hope you have a good rest of your day, and now that I get this one fixed, hopefully fixed, this is the one that's got my 2 meter in there. I'll try to monitor and talk a little more in the afternoons. Take care. KB4CBA, KC4SKD.